We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Kits and Wagers. I'm Adam Zdroik, joined by Chris Owen. We're talking game week 35 in the Premier League. Chris, there's no beers. It's 6:30 where you are, 6:40. It's coffee. It's bruising wagers this week. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Adam. Yeah, a little bit different here on this lovely Thursday morning. We had been doing beers and wagers the last couple of weeks, but we're back to, you know, as we hit the business end of the season here, we're back to coffee and wagers here. It's a nice spring day out here, at least from what I saw when I woke up, and you know, excited to talk about another set of, I guess, four matches, but generally talk about the Premier League here this weekend. And we are almost at the tail end of this season, so our records speak for themselves. There's no getting around them. At least on my end, you can get around your, you can talk to high heavens about yours. But I think most importantly, did our parlay hit last weekend?
Oh yeah, it hit.
Nice. So yeah, that was a huge development. I mean, I forgot yours was a corner bet of some sort.
I have to look this up. I think I took Newcastle. I think I took Newcastle corners.
Yeah. Yep. And I took Mo Salah to score. So. Yeah. They both hit, and you know, as is normal here, the plus 200 odds on that are friendly to us.
Yeah, we're getting another Chris in the chat. Tail end business end rundown of the season. You can be excited about your Liverpool win, Chris. I think what's that, 4 in a row for Liverpool?
5 in a row.
5 in a row. Oh yeah, that was okay. That was 4 in a row before yesterday. They did win yesterday, so there you go. As you can see on the site, we got our records up. If you want to look at these records, if you want to take our bets based off of our records, you can do that. So we're doing a Bournemouth match. So I said to Chris a couple days ago, I was like, okay, we've only done 4 Bournemouth matches this season, so we got to start doing at least 1 or 2 the rest of the way. We looked at the schedule. Turns out they're playing Chelsea. They're playing Chelsea. These teams are even on the table. They are level at 39 points. Bournemouth are home against Chelsea. I mean, we can look at the form between these teams. I mean, Chelsea's form goes all the way back to, I don't know, 2-3 months of how bad they've been. But over the last 6 matches, Bournemouth actually have 4 wins. Looking at the table right now, 39 points. Chelsea do have a game in hand. But the funny thing is, I mean, I guess it kind of goes hand in hand with the points, but Bournemouth have 5 more goals than Chelsea. Before we get into the odds here, actually, let's get into the odds. Let's get into it, and then I'll ask the question. Well. Bournemouth plus 255 to win. Chelsea plus 110 to win, even though they're level in the table. Draw is plus 250. Over 2.5 goals, minus 105. Under 2.5 goals, minus 115. So my question was going to be, if Timo Werner was on this team, do you think Chelsea would still have 31 goals scored?
What about Lukaku?
All right, both of those guys.
Yeah. Interesting enough. I mean, yeah. Anytime you put together or try to put together an elite team that doesn't have a an out-and-out goal scorer, I mean, call Kai Havertz whatever you want to call him, but he's not like a 10 or a 9. He's just out there. I wouldn't consider him like an out-and-out goal scorer. He's a creator. And then, you know, if he can chip in with 10 goals, great. And, yeah, I think I saw – is it Havertz with 7 in the Premier League? And then the next closest player for Chelsea is 4, and that's Raheem Sterling. Like, man, oof.
That's about right.
How many pounds do they go out and spend on a striker this summer? Is another nice follow-up to that question. But, yeah, I don't know that Timo Werner – I think most Chelsea fans know that Timo Werner maybe wasn't the answer for them up top. And as a neutral here too, there was a lot of evidence here between him maybe not being the answer too. But, yeah, interesting. You know, when we started the season, I don't think any of us would have said at game week 35, you know, Chelsea, Bournemouth, even on points, we'll be talking this game. I think we probably would have – I think many of us would have expected to be like, oh, yeah, Chelsea vying for a Champions League spot, vying for, you know, a title. Just given the way that the quality of players that they have on their team. And then Bournemouth, we would have said, yeah, straight away relegation. I wish we could go back and maybe look at some of our early conversations, because we were probably thinking, you know, we said, yeah, I think Bournemouth might be the one to go down. And that's not the case. So, I mean, good for them. They're pretty hot right now. And, Chelsea, we know the story that they've been going through lately. So, interesting enough, my one key takeaway here is that, you know, what we've talked about all season, Chelsea can't score. They're just inept from an attacking perspective. And they scored 4 goals in their last 9 matches. That's not going to do it for anybody, whether you're, you know, a defensive juggernaut or not. You know, you're not getting away with 0-0 draws. You're not getting away with 1-0 wins, especially in the Premier League. And that kind of leads me to I would describe this as my safest bet. Maybe not my favorite bet of the week, but my safest bet. And that's and even then I'm still slightly worried about like a 1-1 or a 1-0 draw or 1-0 game here. But I got 2-3 goals for my bet. 2-3 goals total goal bands, and that's +100. I did look, and also you can get 1-2 goals, and that's +105. So slightly better odds. But I'm sticking with the 2-3 goals, I think. You know, if not Chelsea, maybe Bournemouth can find the back of the net a couple times.
A lot of left there.
Like you're going with a similar bet.
Yeah, a lot to unpack there. You do think, just in terms of Chelsea, they're probably going to, I don't know, remove 10 of these guys from their team over the summer once they find a manager. Probably just chop half the squad and then add another however many. It'll be interesting to see what their team actually looks like next season, because you got to think a lot of these guys are going to be gone after the season they've had. But yeah, I think we are kind of on the same side of this bet. I've been looking through Chelsea results, 2 goals last 6 league matches. I think you said 4 in their last 9 overall. And even when they score, it just really hasn't looked good. I mean, we have the Frank Lampard quotes after their last match against Arsenal. It's like, okay, we got the goal in the second half. As you could see, we played a little better. But, I mean, they were down 3 pretty early against Arsenal, and Arsenal were like, okay, we're fine with, you know, taking the foot off the pedal and not really, you know, giving 100%, I guess you could say. And then Lampard's like pumped up because, you know, his team got the goal. I guess at this point, maybe that's all you can be pumped up about with this team. Their other prior goal was the Conor Gallagher one against Brighton, which I think it took a major deflection as well. Yeah. But I'm going, so instead of going full Bournemouth +255 to win, because those odds do seem kind of crazy against Chelsea, who just, you know, they aren't really looking very good. I know some of that has to do with some matchups here and there, but I mean, the last time they played against a bottom 10 side, it was 1-0 against Wolverhampton, where Wolverhampton got the goal and Chelsea still couldn't. No matter who they're playing, they're just struggling to score. So why not just take Bournemouth to get the first goal? Chelsea are struggling to score. You're getting plus odds on it. So we got Bournemouth first goal +130. They're at home. They're playing well. I think it's 4 wins in the last 5 matches. And, I mean, we're getting plus odds. And I think the +255, it does seem kind of weird given how Chelsea have played. But I think that when you if this was like a plus 160 to plus 160 even kind of game, I feel like the people would hammer Chelsea. And then you'd get this situation where Chelsea, okay, they have a game where they're, I don't know, back to normal, you could say, and it's like 3-0 or something. And then the sports books are like, well, that was stupid on us to lose all that money. But you still think that, you know, the Chelsea backers are getting money, which is kind of why it's plus 110 here, but kind of the same vein. So what are you thinking? 2-3 goals scored, 2-1 kind of result then? Do you think actually Bournemouth here is the play on the money line?
I'm kind of I mean, at home, you know, why not? But Chelsea haven't been able to beat anybody really. Is it unbeaten in their last or unbeaten defeated or not defeated? What would it be?
Beaten.
Winless. Yeah. Winless in their last seven games. So they can't score. They can't get a good result. Bournemouth, you know, in pretty good form here. And then one thing we didn't reference was like, you know, recent history. They did play back in December. Chelsea won that one at Stamford Bridge 2-0. But prior to that, they had a couple interesting games. They did play in the League Cup. I guess this not League Cup. That would have been a summer preseason game. That was 2-1 Chelsea. But prior to that, the season before, it was 2-2 Bournemouth. That was at home. And then Bournemouth actually went to Stamford Bridge and won 1-0. And then this would have been two matches in 2019, but in January of 2019, Bournemouth won at home 4-0. So a bit of a mixed bag, but you know, if you look at it overall, two wins for Chelsea, a draw, and then two wins for Bournemouth. So in their last five matches. So Bournemouth have shown that they, despite, you know, maybe a little bit bigger sample size and going back to 2019, they know how to beat Chelsea. So, mm-hmm. I'm too much of a coward to take Bournemouth plus 250 at home. I think, I wish I had the gumption to do it, but, I'm just going to settle on the easy bet here, the safe bet, and keep it moving.
Yeah. I do think like recent matchups do come into play with these odds, because I think Chelsea's, I mean, I mentioned the Wolverhampton game, but they also had that Brentford match, but even that Brentford match, like, they still couldn't get good opportunities. And then I was just going to say Bournemouth's wins, Leeds, Southampton. They had that weird win against Tottenham. They beat Leicester. Mm-hmm. They also have a 4-0 home loss against West Ham in there. So you do have those easy wins in there, and maybe Chelsea are playing a little more difficult schedule. So you kind of look at that, but I mean,
who says Chelsea isn't an easy win?
It's a good point.
Winless in seven.
Bottom 10
team. Yeah, they're here. bottom half of the table team. So,
I'm just trying to see if any of the teams that, I guess outside of Tottenham, I'm not sure any of the other teams that Bournemouth beat are actually around this level. But all right, next match here, the biggest match of the weekend, maybe in some terms, the biggest match. We do have a relegation battle we have to talk about, but we got Newcastle at home against Arsenal. Arsenal are 1 point behind Manchester City. Newcastle are 2 points above Manchester United in third place. So right now, Newcastle looking good for that Champions League spot. Do you happen to have, actually, do you want to look for the Liverpool Champions League odds
while I'm talking here?
I think you said last week it was plus 400.
400,
like
yeah, it was plus 400. Okay.
So we got Newcastle home against Arsenal, though. Newcastle have steadily grown to a favorite. If you're looking on the screen, YouTube or Twitter, about a week ago, we had Newcastle at plus 160 and Arsenal were favored at plus 150. Now we have Newcastle plus 145 to win, Arsenal plus 170 to win. Draw is plus 265. You got over 2.5 goals, minus 160. If you want over 3.5, it's plus 155. Under 2.5, plus 125. So you got the Champions League odds up before we talk about this match?
I'm working on it.
Working on it. Yeah, so, I mean, as you can see in these odds, a lot of this is because of Arsenal's struggles, and Newcastle are playing like a top-four team. I guess you could say Arsenal maybe not playing as much like a top-four team of late, though. I mean, Arteta seemed to feel like the win against Chelsea, the team got back to where they needed to be. But again, we're just talking about Chelsea. How much does, you know, scoring three goals against Chelsea mean for Arsenal and getting them back to early season form kind of a thing. And then you throw in Gabriel picked up, unclear what the actual issue was in that match, but he left early against Chelsea. So we could have, I think, so Jacob Kiwior, I'm not sure if I'm saying that, Yako maybe, his name correctly. He started against Chelsea. We could get Kiwior and Holding at center back against Newcastle. So that wouldn't help. Newcastle, I think their big one is Sean Longstaff has a bit of a foot issue. We'll see if he's ready to go. Even if he's not ready to start, Joelinton played in the midfield last match for him, and it's not really a downgrade by any means. So as for Arsenal, Trossard started midweek. He could get another start as well over Martinelli. So, Chris, what do you got in the Champions League odds before we get into this here?
So we got Newcastle. Newcastle's minus 1,800. We've got that's like as good as getting in. Something serious would have to happen. Maybe drop. They're up. I forgot how much it was. I think it was like 7 points on Liverpool with a couple games in hand.
They're up six on Liverpool with one game in hand.
Yeah, and then United's up four with two games in hand. They, of course, have a game against Brighton today. But then, you have Man United at minus 1350. And then Liverpool is actually plus 550. So the odds have, gotten better, I guess, depending on how you look at it. But I think we were looking at plus 400 last week. But, interesting to see who Arsenal trots out, and if that injury to Gabriel is keeps him out of lineup, because obviously that makes he's been one of their better players this season. So I would be I'm definitely concerned if he's not in there against, a Newcastle side who Colin Wilson is, I don't know. They don't have like most improved player like the NBA does, or like comeback player of the year, like the NFL does, but like he's up there. He's had a really impressive campaign. And I don't think, prior to season, I was like, yeah, Colin Wilson's going to go out there and lead the line for Newcastle. I kind of just figured Isak would, and maybe they'd bring in another striker in the winter transfer period. But, credit to him, he's been great. Of course, something, you got to look at here is how impressive Newcastle have been at home. They've got 10 wins, 5 draws. And then the one loss was, I think it was that game against Liverpool when Nick Pope got sent off in the first half. So, nearly unbeaten at home. They've scored 32 goals and conceded only 11. That's actually second in the Premier League in terms of goals conceded. Manchester United, I found this interesting, but Manchester United, 8 goals conceded all season long at Old Trafford, which is, credit to them. And Ten Hag, who's basically set them up, for success defensively. But then, you look at the amount of goals that Newcastle, or the lack of goals that they've conceded at home. Well, our good friends Arsenal here, 36 matches or 17 matches played, 33 goals scored away, which is number one in the Premier League. So something has to give, right? I don't know where you end up on. Are you more of a, Newcastle's too good at home from a defensive perspective? They're going to, try to hold them out of hold them out of the back of that. But, what gives here? Is it an Arsenal attack not scoring as much, or is it a Newcastle starting to concede goals at home finally?
So I was back and forth on this one. I should note that last night when I was trying to get bets, or even yesterday, the corner numbers were not up yet at sportsbooks because there's still matches going on. So I had to put together some bets this morning for this Newcastle Arsenal one. So usually on like a Monday or Tuesday, I write down my initial thoughts for the slate of matches kind of a thing, and then I go from there. So on that initial note I had, I put over 2.5 goals without even looking at the odds, put down over 2.5 goals. Yesterday, without even thinking about that, I had under 2.5 goals for this matchup. So I woke up this morning, I look at the bet, and I had under 2.5 goals. And then I look back at my notes from earlier in the week, and it said over 2.5. So I was like, I'm not going to take either one of these. So I got to do something else. But that just kind of shows, like, I initially thought that, like, we can see the Arsenal results. Their back line has been struggling a bit, and it does seem like they're going to allow a goal here, at least, if not multiple, because of how informed Newcastle have been. If you throw a Gabriel injury in there, if you have Holding and Kiwior starting next to each other, got to think Newcastle at least score multiple goals here, unless unless those guys are just awesome for Arsenal. Even in the win against Chelsea, you saw that I think Zinchenko had kind of a slip up, and I think it was Nani Maduke got behind the back and got his first Chelsea goal for him in the second half. And I think that the better move is to take goals. But on the other side of that, I think that these teams are scoreless draw earlier in the season. I'm against that. I'm trying to come up with a reason to say why this is going to be under, but I think in all these home matches for Newcastle, they kind of come out and they try to go for goals. And I think that's going to lead to goals. We saw the 3-3 result against Manchester City earlier. So do you have a preferred side for goals or no goals, or are you just sitting with, you got a money line bet here, I can see?
Yeah, I was doing my best last night before I went to bed, sent them to Adam so I can get them ready here for the show. And I was looking at a couple, but I just could not look away from Newcastle money line. I love this bet just because it's fun. I think, you know, we've just seen Arsenal just kind of trip up over the last four matches. Yes, they really routed Chelsea earlier in the week, but I guess that would have been, last week. But either way,
it was like two days ago.
2 days, you know, 2 days ago feels like a year ago, you know, one weekend ago feels like 2 years ago. So it's been a lot of matches, but anyways, I just feel like this is the end of the Arsenal title challenge. If it's not already over, they're heading to Newcastle, and, you know, Newcastle's been nothing but impressive at home. It's going to be a tougher Arsenal, I mean, to come away with. A point would be decent for them, but all 3 points is kind of out of the realm. You can't really get a double chance here just because Newcastle's favored. But you might be able to
if you tinker with some odds as a foreshadow for my bet.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, Adam's doing the hard yards for us there. It sounds like a parlay within a bet here, but we'll see what happens. Newcastle, so good defensively, really strong at home. Like I said, 10 wins at home, 5 draws, 1 loss in a match where they didn't have all 11 players on the field. So, yeah, give me Newcastle money line. I think Arsenal's just kind of losing steam, and we've seen it. And, I mean, I'm not trying to take away from what they've done all season because they've been incredibly impressive, but I think they just are out of gas. So I'm on Newcastle money line, plus 150.
There you go. We got plus 150 when you wrote down last night. I think it's now plus 145, but we'll give you the plus 05 here. You deserve it. You deserve the extra plus.
I appreciate that, Adam. Thank you.
as he yawns at 7 a.m. I'm going. Yeah. So I had to do a couple different. As I already said, I had the under 2.5, over 2.5 debate, and then currently at DraftKings, you can't take a single bet on a corner right now. They don't have the corner numbers up right now. I went to FanDuel, looked over there. I don't like the type of corner bets they have over at FanDuel. So I don't want to put something in there with one of their bets. So I went into single game parlay, and for some reason you can take corners in single game parlays, but you can't take them on single bets right now. So I'm going kind of the same vein as Chris. I got Newcastle double chance, throw in and combine with over 1.5 corners for Newcastle in the first half. That's plus 105 odds. So we're getting plus 100 odds on a bet that includes Newcastle double chance. And just the general thought that Newcastle are at home and they're going to kind of come out and play for the win. So over 1.5 corners in the first half, plus 105. Chris's Newcastle money line, plus 150. I know Arsenal are maybe one of the best at not allowing corners, but Newcastle are still one of the best in the league at getting corners. So if we can get plus odds on that, I think that's a pretty good number for us here, especially if you like Newcastle.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I know we've looked at this many times, given this is corners and wagers, but Newcastle's still leading the league in corners. 234. The next closest is Man City with 212. Liverpool shortly behind that, and then Arsenal. So yeah, they've got about a 34. A total of 34 more corners than Arsenal does this season. So ought to be interesting. I love the parlay within a bet here. So And of course, you had to make the double chance and the corners. So, yeah, interesting bet.
Yeah, I've been pretty good on these smaller single game parlays in my article lately. It's probably been one of my more successful bets. So check out my article, rotowire.com. That'll be out by Friday, I'll say. So I didn't actually read off our articles early on the show, or our records early in the show here. So I'm 16-30. Chris is 44-41-2. On $100 bets, I'm up 3,300. Chris is up 402. And before I forget, we are up $900 now on a team parlay, but we'll be getting to that after this relegation battle here. Nottingham Forest home against Southampton. Nottingham Forest, 30 points right now, which is level with Leicester City, level with Leeds. Southampton, it seems like they're going to be relegated unless if they can get 3 points out of this. It may not be over for them, but we got Nottingham Forest plus 110 to win at home. Southampton are plus 240. And for some reason, the odds have actually changed a bit here in the past couple of days. Southampton were plus 260. Now they're plus 240, which is interesting. Draw is plus 255. And then we're getting the over 2.5 goals, minus 105, under 2.5 goals, minus 125. So do you think Southampton are... You think they're done? You think Southampton are done? You think James Ward-Prowse is going to be on a different team next season?
Yes and yes. I think they're done. And I was really torn on this bet, but yeah, I think Southampton overall, you know, it's a little too late for them now. And yeah, I think they're going to be applying their trade in the championship next season. But yeah, really interested to see where James Ward-Prowse ends up. I can think of a certain club who could really use a quality central midfielder and starts with an L and ends in pool. But it would be interesting if he, you know, wherever he goes, he's a great player. And, you know, if Southampton were somehow to stay up, of course, he probably sticks around. But, yeah, anyways, this is, aside from that Newcastle Arsenal game, this is probably the one to watch this weekend. And I'm actually gonna go, I was torn between a money line bet here and the over. In the last few matches, Nottingham Forest have been in three straight matches where it's been over 2.5. They lost last week in Brentford. The weekend prior, they beat Brighton 3-1, which is really kind of a surprise result. And then, of course, they hung tough with Liverpool. It was 2-2 at one point, and then Liverpool got 3-2 at some point. But yeah, and then Southampton, one of the worst teams defensively. So it's like, I expect some goals here. I'm going over 2.5 plus 105. And I think that was as of last night. So let me see if that has changed. But otherwise, I think we're going to see like a 2-1 result or a 2-2 or something like that. So wouldn't be at all surprised if Nottingham Forest came away with a win. And that's, I mean, another part of that is I think they have 30 points total on the season. 24 of those points, so they really can't seem to pick up any results away. But you know, in all odds, they're pretty good at home. So
yeah, they do not have a losing record at home. 6 wins, 6 draws, 5 losses. So not something you'd normally say about a team battling relegation is that they don't have a losing record at home. So I think that's pretty important. I think I would be on the same side of taking Nottingham Forest to win. Do you think that this, so I assume you kind of think that this is going to be more of an up and down match. You think like Southampton are just going to kind of go for it. 24 points, just kind of go for the win and see what happens. Maybe that's going to lead to a 3-0 loss, or it's going to be, maybe they get the win 2-1, something like that. Or does it not even matter? I guess.
I think we just see like an early goal from one of these teams, and then it's like, all right, well,
yeah,
we got to go for it here, and then we see a bit more of it.
This almost feels like, I mean, we just have Champions League, like the second leg of Champions League we're talking about, where, like you said, if Nottingham Forest score early, they need to push. They cannot play for goal differential at this point. They need points. They need to go for it. Same with Nottingham Forest. If Southampton get a goal, they also cannot afford to lose at home against Southampton. So kind of on both ends, these teams need points out of this. I mean, maybe Nottingham Forest is maybe feels better about getting 1 point from a draw, but Southampton, they do need 3 points here.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, this is a bit different, two different clubs, or totally different clubs here, but we're just coming off a game where it was 2-2 against Leicester City and Everton, and two teams really finding themselves in a similar boat here. We saw, I think, was a 15-minute goal and then a couple goals that followed right after. So it's like early goal here, and I think we're in for a pretty back-and-forth match.
And now I see your strategy. You took the under in that one, and it finished 2-2. Now you're taking the over in this one.
Now I've totally – yeah, right. Now I've totally switched it. But I don't usually look at my records on specific teams because it just kind of makes me frown. But I think I'm 2-8 betting on Everton. So not only do I dislike them, but I
wasn't going to bet
on them either. Yeah, I mean, I'll say it.
I got a corners bet. What I initially wrote down yesterday was knowing both teams to score, but I like this corner bet a little more instead. So I got Nottingham Forest. This is minus 0.25 corners in the first half. That's plus 100. So if Nottingham Forest, if they get more than, if they have more corners than Southampton, you win this bet. If it's level, if it's 1-1 corners, if it's 2-2 corners, you get half of your money back. So that's how this minus 0.25 works. I got to give the explainer every time because I think half the time I'm wrong in explaining it. And I'm sure most people don't know the exacts about it, even though I probably don't either. So, but I do think we talked about Forest at home. Now they're home against Southampton, a good spot where they can get 3 points and kind of get out of relegation. I think they're going to just start from the beginning here, ride Steve Cooper's motivation and get that first goal. I mean, you can also look at, you know, Forest first goal, along with something like this first half corners bet, maybe throwing a single game parlay for us to win as well. Something like that. I think it wouldn't be the worst idea here.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, Chris. So, team parlay time. 11 and 19 on the team parlay, but we're up 904. You are 17 and 12 on these bets. I am 16, 13, and 1. And I think the goal here for the show is get above 5,000 in winnings for the season. I think we're at 4,600. So, we have a bigger than usual bet on this one because you kind of went big. Okay. And then I was kind of limited in a single game parlay with my corner bets, but we're taking a chance on this one. So we're talking about this Manchester City match. They're home against Leeds, home against Big Sam and Leeds. What do you think, Big Sam, Sam Allardyce, what do you think he's going to do against Pep, who he thinks he's a better manager than Pep Guardiola?
Yeah, all I saw this morning was a headline of I'm better or like I'm good or I'm better than Pep and Klopp and Arteta from Big Sam. So you got to, if there's one thing that this podcast feeds on, it's confidence. And so big, I mean, good for Big Sam, but yeah.
And new manager bumps.
Yeah. New manager bumps. We love those. And the business end of the season. So big, despite all those three things of where we might end up on Leeds, I'm pretty far away from them. Partially because didn't Leeds just lose 4-1, I think, to who was that? It's all streaming together for me now.
Someone bad.
Bournemouth, another bad team.
The Cherries. Come on. You're good.
Running on. Anyways, Man City, man, they're just like, it seems like now they're in like a canter slash trot to the end of the season here, as they're pretty much could sew up the Premier League here this weekend. Not technically from a numerical standpoint, but pretty much if Arsenal aren't able to get points at Newcastle. And they have just been so impressive. I mean, you look at some of their results over the past, like, I mean, you past season, but specifically over the past, like, 2 to 3 months here. Of course, they've got the FA Cup final coming up. They are, you know, in a semifinal in the Champions League against Real Madrid. They just beat West Ham yesterday 3-0. They scratched one out against Fulham on Sunday, but prior to that, they gave a little butt kicking to Arsenal 4-1. Sheffield United 3-0. They've been smoking teams. It's not that they've been like, you know, it's not like each game is a 2-1 or a 1-0 or whatever. Their last 11 matches, they've beat 8 of those teams by at least three goals, which is, you know, you look back and Liverpool, Arsenal, Bayern, RB Leipzig, those are like four quality teams here. And we're looking at a Leeds United team who's not that quality of a team. So I'm for the parlay here. I'm not going to do any more, but Manchester City -2.5 is +115. I think they just continue their slow trot here to the Premier League title. And, you know, we got some huge odds compared with what you're doing on a quarters bet.
I am kind of worried about the new manager bump here with Big Sam. I know the sentiment around him is that he has more of a defensive style, and that's kind of why he's this guy to get teams out of relegation, even though it didn't work at West Brom. Was that a couple, 2-3 years ago? So a lot of his games are just lower scoring. You know, if you look at through some of his results, I think he does prefer to play 4-2-3-1, which Leeds has. So I wonder if there's going to be new motivations here for Leeds, but at the end of the day, how much does that matter at Manchester City? Even if Kevin De Bruyne doesn't return from his injury, I'm not sure how much that matters. This team has not looked good without Tyler Adams in their team this season, and he's still not back. And Javi Gracia was, you know, rotating their back line pretty much every match, rotating attackers every match. So Chris has the -2.5 for Man City at +115. I like the Manchester City -2 corners in the first half, but you couldn't do that with the single game parlay. So instead, I went to Manchester City over 3.5 corners in the first half at +130. You just kind of go around the basis that Manchester City, you know, they're going to have 70 plus possession. You know, they're going to be in the attacking third the majority of the match. And this could be a match where they get 3 goals in the first half. We already know that, you know, the Leeds strategy will be to play a little more defensively. So hopefully that leads to some corners and not goals, because I think it was last week where I had a similar bet, maybe not similar, but a bet on Brighton, where they were -1.5 or something corners in the first half. They ended up just scoring 5 goals. Well, they scored 6 goals. I think they finished with 1 corner in the game. So the hope here is
against
the
Wolves, right?
Yeah. The hope is that Manchester City don't score those 3 goals in the first 20 minutes. The hope is that they're kind of, you know, they have a bunch of crosses leading to some corners. So, again, Manchester City over 3.5 corners in the first half combined with – this has to be a single-game parlay, by the way. You can find it at DraftKings. Manchester City -2.5, and then combine those, it's +380 on the odds. So if we get this, we're going to be above +1,000 on the season of this team parlay. Heavy Manchester City, so we have no faith in the new manager bump here. It is kind of what's going on here.
+380 odds. I think this is the highest odds on the parlay that we've done all season. So confidence
it's
is
up
high
there.
Over here on the K&W.
It's up there. All right, Kiss, we got to get going here. So I did want to bring up, we haven't talked about any of these teams, but this race for the top six, it might be the most exciting thing going on here. I guess relegation's fun. We got Tottenham, Aston Villa, and Brighton are all sitting here in this kind of the same area here. Though Brighton play today, so that may move them up to third or sixth in the table if it goes their way. But Chris, we got to get a Liverpool bet in here. So Liverpool are home against Brentford. What do you think they're going to do? A team that's good at home, but sometimes shaky away from home.
You really put me on the spot here. But if there's a decent over, I would
six
expect
wins
that.
In a row.
I would hope so, but I would hope so, but I don't. You know, confidence isn't super high on that. I mean, they've been good. Let's be real, but it always feels like they could just be 1 10-minute period away from losing a game, just like, you know, we saw against Tottenham last weekend. So, and they really kind of that penalty against I think it Issa Diop yesterday, where Nunez kind of buckled over, was a bit soft, and it just feels like they're not very convincing. You know, the results have been there.
I didn't say it.
I think anyone who watches this league would also say the same thing. So
I would say that their defense has not been convincing, because it did feel like Fulham, maybe they should have gotten one against Liverpool yesterday. And then, you know, we did see the Tottenham get tons of chances in that game as well last week. And so I wonder if, I think over is a pretty good. I mean, granted, it's -200.
Well, you got to maybe. Yeah, I was gonna say you got to go to 3.5 to get any plus odds on the over.
I would look at both teams to score, no draw kind of a thing. I'd maybe even go to Ivan Toney to score. You can get him +150. First or last goal score, you can get Ivan Toney +500, because I do think Brentford will get at least one here. So,
yeah, I think that's fair.
So that's all we got. Here's the. Any other thoughts here before we get out of here? Chris has to start his work day. He's got a meeting, and then he's going to become an international traveler. Well, he already was an international traveler, but he's going to be gone next week. But Chris, you got any thoughts here before we go, before you're gone next week? Do you want to give us give us three bets on the spot for next week?
I don't think so, but I appreciate the offer. Going to be looking forward to coming back, and I think we'll have two matches left after that. And obviously an FA Cup final we'll have, and we'll have a Champions League semis. I think we'll be finishing up that week too. Once I get back here, going to miss next week, I'll miss the show, but once we get back, it's straight into it again here as we finish up the season.
Yeah. If you haven't been following our show, just a reminder, I think we're going to do it again. I haven't talked to Chris about it, but last season we did a kind of a head-to-head. We bet all 10 matches on the final match day of the season. We're going to do that again. I think that was pretty fun. So to get ready for that, I guess is kind of
what I'm
saying.
I think I still owe you a jersey for that, honestly. I'm positive. I still do.
I wouldn't say our records were good at that. We're good in that one, but I think I beat Chris maybe by one or something like that. But either way, this has been game week 35 in the Premier League. You can find Chris at CHR08 on Twitter. I am at RotoZadroik. And rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 48-hour trial. And if you want to get into our Discord, I do throw some prize picks in there. I don't know if you play prize picks, but it's kind of betting. You're kind of parlaying a bunch of like player props kind of a thing. I throw those in there once in a while, but rotowire.com/chat if you want to join the Discord. Chris, thanks for joining me. Chris Robinson, thanks for watching live.
Yeah, thanks, Chris Robinson.
Like and subscribe, everyone. See everyone next week. Chris, see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.